You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into another edition of Locked On Kings, a fresh week, new perspective, and right now, exciting times for the Sacramento Kings, right? I'm sure some of you out there have read the early returns on the Kings draft class and the haul they brought in. Amazingly, very high grades all the way around the board. I say amazingly because if you think of recent memory, Kings were always getting crushed. The national narrative may be slowly changing, but as I said, I would have said a year ago and in years past, if you get a rough grade on opening night, on the first night of reaction after the trade, you got to wait and see them play. So in fairness, the Kings have been getting great grades, great evaluation. We still have to wait and see them play. I mean, you have to be fair in that, but it is nice to hear good feedback on what the Sacramento Kings have done. All right, so today on the podcast, we're going to listen back to some more things. I couldn't get everything in on Friday, so we've got some leftovers there, some more Kings news. The players are here and in town. We'll have reaction to that. And a little slice of what that national narrative may sound like as well. So let's do it. Let's kind of go this in order. When the last podcast I had for you was Friday, kind of all the national reaction to draft night, what the Kings brought in. That night, Thursday night, Vlade Divac met with the media and shared his kind of analysis of what he thought the night was like. So you'll hear Vlade's opening statement, and you'll hear some questions from a lot of Sacramento media asking Vlade about the draft haul that he took in. So let's go back to Thursday night and get some perspective from Vlade Divac.
Okay, first of all, thank you for coming. I would like to say a few words before we go to further discussion what happened tonight. Obviously, we picked, Darren Fox at the 5. Then we decide to trade our 10 pick to 15 and 20th and pick Justin Jackson and Harry Giles at those two picks. And in the second round at 34, we picked Frank Mason. So very excited about what happened tonight. Obviously, Darren is one of the most talented kids, in the States. So he worked out for us here this year. He's a point guard that we needed, point guard that we can build our future on it. Justin Jackson is a small forward. It's a position that we needed. A very talented kid. He's one of the key players of national champion team. So we are so excited to have him on the board too. Harry Giles is obviously talented. Big guy. He was here with us again workout this year. We fell in love with him. Very talented, very nice kid. Playing, came from a good program. Frank Mason is a point guard that, again, position that we needed. Very excited that he was available at 34. So another kid that worked out for us this year here in Sacramento.
Can you talk about that going on right now, Lottie? Because it seemed like you dug really deep to find these quality players to usher in a new wave of young players.
Well, I think this year was a very deep draft, and we've obviously we were a little active, but we felt very confident that we're going to get our players in in position that we were this year, at the 5, at the 10, the latter at the 15 and 20. So I'm very excited about the talent that we brought here tonight. They're going to just be addition to what we tried to build here and how, the way we played the second part of the season last year. I just want to see that to continue, play together, play up-tempo, play hard, and have fun.
Lottie, did you see the medical reports on Harry Giles' knees, and how comfortable are you that he's going to be able to have a good, successful NBA career?
We felt very confident because, he was here, we saw him, we worked with him, and I'm so excited to, that he was there for us at the 20. That kind of talent that you have, you can't pass.
Vlade, in making these picks, how much did you factor in the prospect of Bogdanović coming over and how you looked at your
Is he coming?
I'm asking you, is he coming? Oh. And just,
oh, I thought you maybe know something that I don't know.
Was that a factor, though, as you looked at positions you wanted to fill in the draft? And
No, really. I mean, you know, we want to add talents, you know, and obviously we were waiting for Bogdan to make a decision, you know, but we are building here something special, you know, and you can't do it overnight or in a month or in a year. You know, we start, you know, last year, and we just want to add talents that we have.
Mentioned building something special. Do you feel that? Because I was down there and I haven't seen that many fans, Kings fans, had something like that.
Well, I'm excited, you know, because I try to explain my kids here, you know, what this town is all about and how special basketball town it is, because I experienced that. I want them to do the same thing, so I'm glad that that energy is happening in Sacramento again.
Vlade, you have 9 players that are either first or second year or have no experience, and then Bogdanović would make a 10th. How are you going to fill out the rest of the roster? How are you going to spend all that cap space? And what kind of veterans are you looking for here?
Well, it's definitely we're going to be active in free agency, but it's early to say, you know, I want to just enjoy. Today was a great night for us, an exciting, you know, moment for Sacramento Kings.
De'Aaron, from the time I met him back in Chicago, he was genuinely excited about the idea of being in Sacramento, and he said it again on the phone how excited he is to be coming to Sacramento. Just what does that do for you and just the way as you try to, you know, rebuild the team and the perception around the league about what you guys are doing right now, just to hear him so excited about being here?
I'm glad. I'm happy to hear that. You know, I think we achieved a lot of good stuff in the last couple of years here. We're changing, you know, narrative, you know, and you can see the kids are now happy to be part of Sacramento. And you know, they work hard in the workouts. They were all came here. We had great interviews in Chicago, and I'm glad that our picks are so excited to be here.
You talked about the need of a point guard. Was it difficult to stay at 5 and hope De'Aaron would still be there? Was there temptation to try to move up?
No, you know, we were very happy with the 5 spots. You know, we had a lot of calls to do something about it, but we were really confident that we're going to get a quality player.
Vlade, you guys added Scott Perry during the offseason. Last year, Ken Catinella, Mike Bratt, Peja, all you guys working together.
Luke Bourne, you forgot the...
Luke Bourne. How is that process working out? How are you guys melding together?
It's really enjoyable to be with those guys. You know, they I'm here talking to you guys, but the whole team behind me is they all should, you know, get a lot of, you know, props for the work we put here. You know, it's a great team, and I'm not surprised with the results because, you know, we work so hard and we work as a team.
Well, describe the scene when you knew when Boston announced Adam called Tatum's name and then it was going to be Jackson or Fox. What was it like in the war room up there?
Screaming, you know. It was a guy that we all loved, you know, and in some way he would, if we had the number one pick, he would be our guy.
So he's the player you wanted all along?
Yeah.
You mentioned Frank being a guy who could step in and play right away, but a guy like De'Aaron, you know, as a freshman, is he a guy that you anticipate bringing along a little more slowly just because he is so young? And also along those lines, Justin's a guy, the 3-year guy.
Well, I have a, I have a confidence in my coach. You know, he knows how to do those kind of stuff. So, you know, obviously we're going to be there to help him, you know, but De'Aaron is our future. And, you know, I just can say how much excitement in Sacramento and in our office is that he was available at 5.
I saw something about how you guys almost traded the second round pick. Was that something, if Frank wasn't there, were you maybe looking to move that pick? What?
If Frank wasn't there, we were, you know, thinking about doing some stuff. But again, it's over. I don't want to go into details. We were ready. That's good.
Okay, so that was Vlade on Thursday night. Kind of keeping our things in chronological order. Let's get to Friday's news. The Sacramento Kings elected on Friday to cut loose of Aaron Aflalo, bring him back for another year. They have waived his rights. They signed him last summer to a two-year, $25 million deal. Now, one of the good parts of the way that deal was done was that second year was only a $1.5 million guaranteed. So now the Kings have some options on that $1.5 going into this calendar year. They could stretch that over a couple of years or just pay that $1.5 to Aaron Aflalo. I would say the only bummer about not being able to keep Aflalo is that they didn't find a trade suitor. If they were able to find someone to take on that salary and maybe bring something back over in return, I think that would have been the most ideal. But you could tell between Tolliver, between Aflalo, Barnes, guys like that, the Kings have moved on from some of those guys that they signed a summer ago. Now they're incredibly young, and with so many of the contracts tied up, they're going to have a lot of money to do something with free agency when that starts in July. But about $50 to $52 million is the projected amount of money the Sacramento Kings are going to have come free agency. With almost everybody on their rookie contract still, the Kings are going to have a huge, huge payroll to fill this summer. All right, so that was Friday's news. I always like to give you a little national perspective. The show we've played a lot of clips from is The Jump. The Jump is one of my favorite basketball shows. It airs daily on ESPN. And in this particular episode, you'll hear from Rachel Nichols, the host, Brian Windhorst, and Paul Pierce. They have had their fun of making fun of the Sacramento Kings with As the Kings Turn. Well, they're back at it again, but with a little different tone. Listen in.
Interesting. Now, that workout that they were supposed to have with Jackson was supposed to be in Sacramento, as you heard Danny said. That means Ainge had some time to kill in Sacramento before he flew back to Boston. You know what that means. It is time for the latest episode of our show within a show here at The Jump. As the Kings Turn. We open our story with Danny Ainge, who once actually played for the Kings. Here's what he said about ending up in his old haunts. Take a listen.
Yeah, what'd you do in Sacramento, Dan?
I don't know. There's nothing to do in Sacramento.
That's not nice. Man. Just because Danny is not a fan, hey, the Kings might have a huge plot twist here in our soap opera. They had a productive draft, people. Wow. Check out the activity. De'Aaron Fox at number 5. They obtained Justin Jackson at 15, Harry Giles at 20, Frank Mason III at 34th. These are high character guys. Mm-hmm. These are guys who have won a lot of, been able to establish themselves in college, mature people. What do you think of this draft, Brian? I'm excited about this Kings draft.
They needed point guards. They drafted 2 point guards. They got a great value at the 5th pick. They got great value in Harry Giles at the 20th pick. Normally, we're sitting here the day after a draft going, ooh,
right?
The Kings took that guy there. Now we're going, the Kings took that guy there. So we got to see him play. But A-plus for the Kings last night.
The thing about the Kings now, they finally have a direction. You know, they have young core. They brought in these pieces. And now they're like, okay, we can start with here. They've moved on from Boogie Cousins. They had a team that people thought could probably make the playoffs this year with Cousins. Mm-hmm. Now they're like, okay, we moved on from him. We're in full rebuild. I really like what they did with the young core. Out of those 4 players, I can see maybe 2 of them in the next 5 years being core players and maybe getting the value up for the other 2. I mean, if these guys are going to be anything near what they were in high school, they will be all-star potential. A lot of these guys I saw them in high school, and they were like built to be NBA players, all-stars.
All the way there.
But, you know, that's probably not going to happen. But you definitely, out of the 4, you'll find 2 great rotational players or possible all-stars.
See, I think the ratings for As the King Turned, they're only going to go up. I like it.
So maybe the title of that spinoff soap opera is fitting, As the Kings Turn. Could things be turning? Feels like it. Kings fans are so excited with what the Kings have done. Great turnout to see the guys arrive. People, I mean, this is the one thing I have to say about Kings fans. You guys are honestly amazing. I mean, you really are. To show up at the airport to greet these guys, to show up on Friday night when they're out and about. And then Saturday, they had their press conference. These guys, I know, all come from big college programs, but it's still got to be feel really cool to feel like rock stars coming into the NBA and just getting the love from Kings fans. I think it's, you guys are just awesome. Absolutely awesome. But wanted to have you hear their opening press conference. First time they were able to gather with the Sacramento media, and this was on Saturday. So Vlade was there, Coach Jaeger was there, but you hear from De'Aaron Fox, Justin Jackson, Harry Giles, and Frank Mason.
I'm just extremely, you know, thankful. All I can do is thank God that I'm here, that I was put in this position. And, you know, I want to thank the organization for, you know, drafting me and giving me the opportunity. And, you know, they just have the confidence in me to be able to come here and, you know, try to affect the franchise.
Yeah, pretty much the same feeling. Just a blessing to be here. Can't wait to get started. Like Fox said, thank you to the Kings organization for giving me a chance. So, yeah, we're ready to go.
Just like I said, the same. I just want to thank God for putting me in this position. You know, thankful to be a part of the Kings, and thankful to the organization for just, you know, picking me and just, you know, helping my dream come true, and just decided to go to work.
I first just want to thank God, my family, my coaching staff from Kansas, and, you know, everyone on the staff here with the Kings for giving me this chance and believing in me. I'm excited to get to work, and, you know, hopefully we can do great things here in the future, and, you know, I'm excited to be a part of this franchise.
Hey, Coach Jason Jones, Sacramento Bee. Just want to kind of get your take on your plan when you have two young point guards. What are you looking for, and how do you begin the process of getting them ready for the grind of an 82-game season?
I'm fired up. I mean, we got two young point guards. We got two young shooting guards. We got two young small forwards. And Scal is our starting power forward this morning. And you know what? We're excited to get to work. This is their day, and it's kind of like a wedding, you know, where to stand and all the pictures. And this is all about these guys and how it's going to come together. We still have free agency to go through. But I'm excited. These guys can get on the plane tonight or tomorrow, go back, and it's been a long process for them. As coaches, we're kind of looking at how different things, different combinations of how guys go and how we can set up how we want to play for the next 3 years. 3 years from now, what does it look like? And lay down that foundation. And as I said earlier, we've got good people and we've got good talent to build from.
Coach Jaeger, I do want to get your take on how this unfolded. I mean, we knew, you know, at 5-10 that Kings were going to get some quality players, but, you know, the way these guys came off the board, what was going through your mind at that time?
Well, it was exciting for me, but I don't think people get to understand how the war room works, and that's really a compliment to our management. You should have seen Vladdy's in the middle, Ken's right here, Scotty's right here, we got Brotzi, we got our analytics. Everybody had their role, and as this thing unfolded throughout the night, we were right on top of what was coming next, and it's a real credit to our front office. And also, what people don't ever see is the hours and hours and hours that our scouts are out there renting cars in different hotels and different arenas every single night for 7 months, year after year. They've been tracking you guys. You guys get sick of scouts being at your 14-year-old games, and it's just part of the process of how we evaluate these guys. And then somebody has to make a decision, and Vlade made the decision, and he's got a very solid feel for where we're going and a plan for where we're going as an organization.
Hey, De'Aaron, Deuce Mason. You really like Sacramento. I mean, you made it known a few times. What stood out about this town? What do you like about it?
Just a small city vibe. You know, it's really kind of like Lexington. You know, the fans are crazy. You know, we're, you know, like the top professional sport here. And in Lexington, you know, all they really had was, you know, Kentucky basketball. And, I mean, I really like that feel for the 8 months I was there. But, you know, I really loved it, and that's what I really felt. I really felt that vibe when I was here for my workout.
This question's for Harry. Harry right here, right in the middle. Pierre Nugent, ABC 10. There's been some questions and concerns about the injury history with you, but it's been a couple of years. How do you feel, is there any tentativeness, you know, when you're on the court at this time?
Right. I feel amazing. I'm 100% healthy. You know, it's a long process for me. So, you know, for me, it was just, you know, being patient and, you know, just taking time, trusting my body and just, you know, kind of just working on different things. But, you know, now I'm great. You know, the organization believes in me and I believe in myself. So, you know, I'm confident. I'm just ready to go.
I guess it's for really any of you guys. This is Sean Cunningham, ABC 10, back here in the back. De'Aaron, going through the process yesterday and being taken around town, seeing the reception you guys got, there was kind of a glow about you. How did you take all that in? You're juggling on stage. I mean, what did you just make of just all that atmosphere and interacting with the fans?
When the lights are bright, I mean, I love it. When the camera's on, I mean, I really just enjoy myself. You know, off the court, you know, when it's not as serious, I just like to have fun.
I'm sorry. Mr. Mason, you were brought in twice, at least here in Sacramento. After that first thing, how did you feel about that? And then you got a call to come back the second time. Did you get a general feel that the Kings really saw something into you and you want to give that back?
Oh, yeah. I think when I first got here for my first workout, I was pretty good. Could have done a lot of things a lot better, but, you know, obviously they were impressed by me. Now, we got that call that they wanted me to come back for a second workout. I was really excited about that. Came back for the second workout. Wasn't my best again, but, you know, I think I was solid. And, you know, they were excited about me, and now I'm here.
After the 33rd pick, those 5 minutes, you're sitting there thinking, could this be it?
Yeah, I had a pretty good feel. I thought that it would be the pick, and, you know, it happened to be the Kings.
You also put on a tremendous dunking show after your second workout. As all the media got to witness your vert, it's pretty nice.
Harry, you talk a little bit more in detail about your knee injuries, which how many times I understand you had two ACLs, but a follow-up procedure last year on one of the ACLs.
Yes, left knee scope.
And so when they did your surgery, did they take a cadaver ligament or did they take it from your hip? How did they do the procedure to replace your
You have to ask his doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know what none of that is.
Well, I guess, like, would any of the teams, other teams that you met with, were any of them skeptical about you because of your health?
Right. I mean, you know, of course, I've had a few injuries, but, you know, for me, it's a thing that I had to deal with. But at the same time, you know, I've embraced my journey, and, you know, the right team picked me, so I'm happy to be here. So I'm at the right team.
Frank and De'Aaron, this is a question for you guys. You guys faced off in college. You guys had some nice battles during that game. Do you envision you guys going at it every single day in practice?
Well, yeah, we had a good battle in college. You know, I think it was a really good game. And, you know, not only with De'Aaron, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting out there competing against everyone. And as the point guards of the team, you know, we should always want to compete at a high level and, you know, make each other better, you know, for the franchise. So that's what we would do.
I mean, as far as practice goes, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, they drafted two great young point guards, and, you know, we're just going to make each other better every day.
Appreciate y'all.
Well, you know, I always like to play this, as you can tell. I've asked for people to give me comments and critiques and criticisms, things they like and don't like of the podcast. Feedback, you guys all like to hear from the players and coaches and anybody we can get, and you like the guests. So just thought I'd play a lot of that stuff today to have you hear the perspective of what these guys are thinking. But we've got more podcasts to go this week, and we're getting closer to that free agency time. So things are good right now in Sacramento Kings land. We'll keep that thing rolling. Another podcast coming your way tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.